This is AP News Minute. Swift criticism after President Donald Trump injected racial overtones into the U.S. House impeachment inquiry. Trump on Twitter compared the Democratic-led investigation into his handling of U.S. policy toward Ukraine to a lynching. Jim Clyburn, the highest-ranking African-American in Congress, warned Trump about making the comparison. The presidents of Turkey and Russia met in the Black Sea resort town of Soki hours before a five-day ceasefire between Turkish troops and Kurdish fighters in northeastern Syria was set to expire. Iraq's military says U.S. troops leaving Syria do not have permission to stay in neighboring Iraq. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has won a second term in Canada's national elections. He lost the majority but says he's been given a clear mandate despite an increasingly divided parliament and nation. Trudeau's Liberal Party took the most seats in parliament. And former President Jimmy Carter is in the hospital again after falling and fracturing his pelvis at his home in Plains, Georgia. A spokeswoman described the fracture as minor. She said the 95-year-old Carter is in good spirits and looking forward to recovering at home.